possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It is the WIP Morning Show. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, Parts and Accessories. A lot of good movie music we got going on today.
John, what happened? You have a small Rita.
So I was going to get there. So Rhea Hughes, a.k.a. Rita Hughes, brought us all Ritas, which was very kind, and brought the little cups for us. But usually John doesn't need it because he's got his, like, four times the size cup.
I was talking to Tommy.
So you didn't have your normal routine in that break where you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's disappointing. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
I almost like count on you having that as
I can't watch you eat out of that tiny little cup.
Feels
it
tiny.
Does feel, yeah. It does feel so petite.
It feels wrong, honestly, is the word.
Almost
I'm
like
to...
a Dixie cup.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, it does.
But I will, in the next commercial, I
You'll
will
remedy
have a
this. Thank
God. Get my, my mix of lemon, mango, and blue raspberry.
There you go.
Good. All will be right in the world.
But this is the red. What's the that? Red
the gummy
fish.
Fish.
Gummy
yeah, Swedish fish.
The red Swedish fish.
Yes.
And it really does taste exactly like the red Swedish fish. It's
unbelievable.
Great.
Unbelievable. I'm always so amazed that they could do that, where they could take water ice and make it taste exactly like something.
It's special.
Amazing
it's special.
Chemical.
It is. Yeah. The chemists.
I love it.
In the lab. See, that's something the camera always uses in the lab, like for anything where people, like when you're doing your music, it'll be like, John's in the lab. And I'm like, I think he overuses it. This is literally in the lab. Like
yes,
the chemists are actually in the lab. So I feel like that's appropriate to use the in the lab there. All
maybe,
right.
But it's also delicious fruit flavor.
True.
Just that whatever the fruit that represents the fish.
Yeah.
The red fish.
The red fish. The red fruit.
That red fish fruit. It's one of my favorite fruits.
It's like a tropical punch type.
It's so good.
Yeah. I think
it's not cherry. It's
no, I think
not
it's tropical punch. I think it's closer to tropical, like closer to tropical punch.
Is
than
that
cherry.
What red represents?
I think it, I don't think it's exactly that, but I think it's fruit punchy, like in that
red dye 40.
John, red dye 40.
Which dye thought they're banning?
Coco. Yeah, I don't know. I who knows what's going on with that these days. All right, Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armand Chevrolet. Check out Armand Certified, one-owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at armandchevy.com. That's armandchevy.com. Together, let's drive. John Ritchie. Poll question today, we asked, who do you think is most likely to bat behind Bryce Harper cleanup for the playoffs? We gave three options. One, just to point out how bad Nick Castellanos has been. For those who missed it, oof. Nick Castellanos has a .294 on base percentage for the season. For the season.
It doesn't seem
he has
possible.
Been an absolute disaster. He's batting .159 in August, a .159 OBP in August. Yes, because he has zero walks this month. He has just been an absolute disaster. He's a horrible defensive player. I pointed this out before. However, look, war is, you know, some people like it, some people don't, whatever. Take it for what it's worth. He is one of nine regular players who played were qualified, who played enough games to be qualified, who have a negative war this season. Nine. According to Fangraphs, Baseball Reference, one of the nine worst players in the sport this year. That's how far they're going with it.
Holy.
I think it's a little over the top. But he has been a detriment to this team the last couple months. So, John Ritchie, how do you think the voting came out? Alec Bohm, Nick Castellanos, JT Romito, the options. I'm assuming... you don't think Castellanos won the vote?
No. I wonder. I wonder if Alec Bohm, I wonder if people are aware at his struggles in at AAA, even. I'm going to say Bohm wins this thing. Everyone
you are correct.
He's a better version of himself. I'm concerned that he might be slipping.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Give him some time to come back and stuff. But it is, look, you know I'm not the biggest Alec Bohm fan in the world. And certainly when it matters, the games are the biggest. Is he going to show up? Bohm wins the poll handily.
Wow.
58% of the vote goes to Alec Bohm. 26% to JT Romito. 16%. What the hell are you thinking? Nick Castellanos gets 16% of the vote.
How?
I guess the only thing that you could possibly say is he was one of two guys who hit in the playoffs last year. Yeah. If you want to go back, if we remember, it was just him and Harper. Everyone else was a disaster. So maybe that's it. But that, I don't know. That seems like a stretch to me, the way he's been playing. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's get some calls in. George in Delco has been waiting patiently. Thanks for hanging, George. What's on your mind today, my friend?
Yo, I'm here. I got
Hi, George.
A little Adam Sandler ditty for you. It goes a little something Ooh. Like this. Oh, back to school, back to school.
Wow.
Prove to dad that I'm not a fool. I've got my lunch packed up. My boots tied tight. I hope I don't get into a fight.
That was a phenomenal.
Billy Madison?
Yo,
Billy
George.
Madison,
that, dude, that was a, and one of the better impressions we've gotten from a caller on our show.
Needless to say,
it's outstanding.
Horrendous.
I know impressions.
George, that was really good, buddy. Well
cut
done.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah, cut that audio for us, Lewis.
Yo, so I wanted to, you know, we're just talking about the Phillies Twitter poll. From a different standpoint, not to get too sentimental, but to bring out your inner child and kids going back to school and stuff, how special do you think it was for Schwarber to get a pitch from his dad? I just thought that was super cool to bring
George,
that up.
George, I do too. And so I don't know if anyone, I'm sure some people heard the afternoon show yesterday. There was a different angle on that. Spike asking, AKA Mommy, is furious at Kyle Schwarber. He thinks Kyle Schwarber shouldn't have done it. He thinks it was an outrage to Phillies fans.
I didn't like it.
I love the whole thing, but like Kyle Schwarber had a chance to have
really.
A catch with his dad on a professional baseball field. I'm gonna say no, Kyle, don't have this magical moment with your father. Like
I didn't like it more that that the Reds
I blame the Reds. What's Kyle Schwarber supposed to say? Like, no, I won't have this moment with my father? Like, get out of here. Like, I have no problem with Kyle Schwarber doing it. I think it was super weak sauce
they were
in the
clearly
Reds.
Clearly tampering.
I don't know that it's actually
agitated.
Tampering, but it's definitely
flirting. Openly flirting.
Definitely flirting. I have a problem with the Reds. I have no, like, I don't think Kyle Schwarber, like, this is a chance to have a moment with his father. Like, I can't kill him for that, George.
I thought it was special.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was a beautiful thing. Yeah. Like, you know, I hate the Reds for it, but for Kyle, like, what a neat life experience to have. Why would I begrudge
that,
man?
I hope the Phillies invite Mr. Schwarber here.
Yeah, they should do it now. That you're good call,
Ron. First pitch here in Philadelphia.
Because it's funny, if they had done it initially, would have been like, oh, that's hokey, guys. Like, come on. But now, after the Reds doing it, John, you're so right, dude.
I'm so down for the petty.
By you, dude. Yeah, then it's petty. Exactly, John. Great call by you, dude.
It.
I love that. All right, what else you got, George?
No, I just wanted to do the.
You got an answer for iconic image? You're the Sandler man. Try and win the Sandman tickets. What do you got for us?
Sandman. I got Miss Virginia Bennett, a.k.a. Julie Bowen, for the happy place moment when she's wearing the gorgeous white lingerie and she's holding two big pitchers of Moosehead beer. That's mine.
Yep, that's a good one. That's a good one, the happy place. He's
I won't give away Happy Gilmore, too, but it makes an appearance in the second one.
I would hope it would.
You're not going to like afterwards.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll get through it. Let's talk to Joel in South Carolina. What up, Joel?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Or is it Joel? Is it Joel or Joel? I should have asked.
Joel.
I thought so. It's usually Joel, you know.
Hi, Joel.
No, I was calling because of the Johnny Wilson situation. Like, I know he's been hyped up on blocking and everything, so, like, would it be possible if, like, you slid him out to, like, tight end and let him kind of, like, help out with that Landon Dickerson injury and kind of help him have him block and let Juwan Dotson continue?
You could make him – I think it's a good idea, Joel, because you have a limited roster. Once we get to the regular season, certain weeks you could make him your tight end, which is your second tight end. Because he's so big, you could call this U Wilson personnel.
What about his favorite food?
That's
I thought it was supposed to be sausage sandwich or sausage pizza or whatever.
It could be U Wilson.
That's what it was, zebra sausage.
Or you.
Come on, John, if you're going to come up with it, stick with what you got.
U bacon cheeseburger. Because bacon cheeseburger is his favorite food, I'm going to pretend. And he is now your U tight end. He's your move tight end. He's your quasi fullback, essentially, who's leading at the point of attack. Potentially, you could do all sorts of things like that. He is a talented blocker because he's gigantic. He's getting better at the technique of it all. He's got the want to, of it all. He's got the toughness. Now he's got the belief in himself as a receiver, which is lethal. This guy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This guy's starting to feel it, and he's got so many natural gifts that he has not been yet able to take advantage of. I'm really looking forward to this. This kid is going to do some special things if he keeps growing at this pace.
Yeah, you know, it's unique. And to your point, John, I do think those catches in that preseason game gave him some confidence. Yeah, and we know, like, a lot of sports are confidence, man.
It
like,
matters yes. for everything.
And I've always said, I think in football more than any other sport, just believing you can beat the guy in front of you, believing yep. you're going to beat the guy in front of you and playing that way, I feel like it's sometimes more than half the battle in that case. It's
and
so
a lot
important.
Of times it's just getting the opportunity in the first place. He's getting the opportunity out here with, you know, AJ being banged up a little bit. And last year he had a special sort of a niche spot because he was uneven as a player, but so uniquely gifted with his size. They would put him in to be a blocker. Now, can you imagine? I mean, the scouting on this guy, everyone's looking at the tape from last year and they're saying, okay, when they go to you burger personnel, you bacon cheeseburger personnel, they, the Eagles, they're going to run it every time. This kid, Johnny Wilson, he can't
and
catch
then,
to save
yeah.
his life. Now, this year, you bacon cheeseburger personnel, he's going to score 6 touchdowns in the red zone because people are going to take him for granted as a receiver.
Such a good
and
call,
guy
John.
Finally believes in his ability, his gifts, to go up and steal it from everybody.
I would think to your point, too, especially early in the season when teams are looking at tape from last year,
yep.
right? And then
sure.
they don't know that, you know, that's fascinating. Joel, you got an answer for us for a iconic still image from a movie.
I don't know if it's been said, but Rocky Balboa, when he ran up the steps.
Oh, wow, that's a big answer, Rocky Balboa. Sorry. But it is an iconic image, him with the fist
wrong?
In the air.
Yeah.
Yo, no, John. He said it
I
very
it wrong.
Wrong. No, he said
I
it
heard
very
it wrong.
I don't even think I could do it
Balboa?
Again. Balboa? Balboa. Rocky Balboa. You know, the great Rocky Balboa. Do we ding him for that or no, right?
Nah, he's from South
here?
Carolina.
Oh, so. That's true. That's a good point, Lewis.
He's calling us from there.
Yeah, that's true. Balboa. And I appreciate that. Balboa was not.
That might be an all-timer.
I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, you
now.
Need to cut that audio. We'll have to play that again,
please
too.
Cut that. Seriously.
I would like to hear it again
Bill
soon.
Balboa.
Yeah, get us a little Bill Balboa. In the meantime,
Bill Balboa. Isn't that an herb? That is Bill Balboa.
I'm thinking like Bill Balboa Baggins, yeah. maybe.
No. There's Bill Balboa Baggins. There is Bill Balboa.
Yeah,
like it's
like
yes,
like
you're right. You're right.
Like Echinacea and Biloba. No, Ginkgo Biloba.
Biloba.
Isn't that?
Yes, it's Ginkgo Biloba.
Bill
and, it's, and there's Bao Buns,
close.
Too.
Oh, Bao Buns. I love Bao
Me
Buns.
Me too. Bao Buns are
so Those
good,
are so great. So
How
good.
Have we gotten here?
I don't know.
How do they make a Bao
it.
Bun
I've,
that, like, the texture of a Bao Bun?
Yeah.
Is,
I have it if you want to hear it again.
Phenomenal.
The Bao Bun? Oh, the Balboa. Yeah,
yeah.
Play us the Rocky moment. Oh well, we don't need the whole call.
I don't know why.
Part. Yeah. Just get us just him saying the answer at the end. Yeah, we'll get back to it. Let's in the meantime talk to man. He used to call us every single day in the middays. We come to the mornings. It's such a rarity, but it does seem to happen when Joe is not here. I will say that Chris in Middletown. What up, buddy?
Happy No Joe Day. Better than a snow day.
How about that?
How about it?
How's it going, Chris?
It's going, man. It's going.
How much do you weigh?
You guys are all.
Hey, no, seriously.
No,
how much? Hey, I learned how much Big Dom weighs yesterday.
Ooh, how much?
Am I allowed to say that? No, probably not.
No, but we know what it starts with.
374.
No way.
374.
Oh, wow. He's tall.
Is that too much information?
Maybe.
I found it fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
Well, but anyway,
quick,
Chris.
Let me just set up for the audience for those who don't know Chris. Chris is jacked. Chris is a power lifter.
Massive.
I just want to let people know there's a reason you're asking how much you weigh.
I met him.
If you're listening, you're like, what is going on right now?
No, I met him at an Eagles game last year.
He is
and I was
jacked.
Like, wow.
Yeah. So, Chris, I guess, how much do you weigh now?
Well, so, guys, I'm following you, Richie. I'm in the
slimming you're slimming down
right now. So I'm down
to like a freeze frame from a move. Like,
what, Lewis? Your mic's on. We can hear you in the background, bud.
So
there you go. He was talking to a caller, I think, right there.
A slender 218 right now, man. So
my goodness. I can't even imagine this.
Yeah, yeah. Foregoing some strength while I'm shredding. About a year ago, you know, I had walked in a gym. I was like, let me see how many times I could deadlift 405, and I cranked out 8. Now it feels like it's kind of bolted to the ground, but I know that a bounce back.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, real quick. George, dude, that's winner drop of the week right there material. That was amazing.
Phenomenal. I'm very excited. After your call, we'll hear the Rocky. I can't even – whatever he said, we're going to hear it next. It's going to be great.
Well, on both fronts, because he – pick a winner. Was it the song or was it the Bawa, whatever he said? So, anyway, James – listen, the purpose of my call this morning is, and I'm going to ask you some questions, and then if it's okay with
like
you guys.
I feel like I'm getting put on like the griddle right now or something.
Yeah, go ahead. And then I'm going to kind of fast forward and just go right to the end, give you my answers, and then just, you know, I'll listen to your responses afterwards because they may be
lengthy.
But here's what I'm curious of. I need the baseball savant seltzer on this because – I can't call the afternoon show because that guy, he's no longer an athlete, so we can't really ask him any questions anymore. So I need seltzer on this. James, when the Phillies expand the roster, please give us some names that you can expect to see that are going to get called up and be part of this. And in particular, what I'm looking for is there an additional bat other than Crawford? Because everybody knows about Crawford, and we're all banging the drums for him. But isn't there a different additional bat you see coming up to benefit us? And then on the flip side, in the bullpen, is there an arm that legit could give us a little bit needed depth? Because I do like how our bullpen is shaping up. I am thrilled to see the effect that Duran has had on the rest of them. They're all stepping up their game is what you expect athletes to do when they're around a superior athlete, is to step up their game, unlike Jack Fritz. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I'm looking for. So if you don't mind answering afterwards, and guys, I'm going to leave you with my response. Always great talking to you. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the beautiful day in the sun because there's no stress and you don't have to deal with any nonsense on your show all week. The iconic image for me that pops into my head immediately if I think of a still frame shot is E.T. and Elliot on the bike in front of the
moon. So I said it. It's a great answer, but I said it.
I have another one. And again, because I have a young daughter, James, a lot of these movies come from what I'm watching with her.
Totally.
How about the spaghetti scene from Lady and the Tramp?
Oh, well, that's a great answer. Nice. I was not thinking about that, but that's a really good Chris, great call. To answer your question, and it's a really, really, really unexciting answer, they don't expand the rosters the same way they used to. They just go from 26 to 28. So there is not, you know, it used to be go up to 40 in September. Honestly, Gabe Kapler, I think the biggest reason why they don't do that anymore is he took such advantage of those rosters and would have pitching change after pitching change and slowed the game down and all
that.
It was insane that they don't do that anymore. So, like, no, like, honestly, I think Jose Alvarado will probably be one of those. You know, he'll come back before September, but they'll use a roster about it. It'll be bullpen guys like Alan Rangel and these guys going back and forth most likely. The real question with it is, do they use one of those spots to bring Crawford up? And it really comes back to what they've been talking about, the whole do they want Crawford to play every day or not? Because I do think if they bring him up, he's not going to play every day the way they put this together right now. And
It's not going to kill the
I would bring it up. I would bring him up. Look, the minor league season ends before the major league season begins. Like, bring him up.
So I won't be playing anyway.
I'm with it. And also, like, find out if you got something. Like, what if this kid can help you in the playoffs? Even as a pinch runner, he's the fastest guy on the roster.
It's insane.
I like, It doesn't make any sense.
Now,
to me,
I've been calling for it all season, but I was out of my mind earlier. Now it just makes no sense.
Yeah, so Christopher, I think the biggest name to look for is Justin Crawford. I just don't know if they'll do it or not, but I don't think you're getting, especially with the Painter thing, where I think we've all kind of accepted they're probably not going to get much from Painter this year in terms of on the Major League roster. Look, Nola's coming back. That's a roster spot that they'll use, but they don't expand the rosters in the same way they used to, and thus you're not going to get to see a bunch of different young guys come up and get shots. So we'll see. I think the Crawford thing by far the most interesting thing with that. All right, 215-592-9494. One more segment to go. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV, sales, service, parts, and accessories. It's Richie, it's Seltzer, it's Rhea Hughes, Louis Coco back in the studio. It's The Morning Show.